save big money at Menards. Get your garden ready with groundbreaking power equipment from Earthquake. Tillers are great for breaking up compact soil and killing weeds in your garden. Get maximum power in a compact frame with a Pioneer rear tine tiller. It features dual direction tines and self-propelled steel wheels. Hurry in for all of your lawn and garden needs and visit Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
No, hey.
Psych.
JK, except not.
Please say psych.
Psych, 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 psych. Are you a parking ticket? Because I want to fight you in court. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how we do this show. Thank you to April Fool's
I was
Rebel.
Say.
That's the way we do the show. Doo da, doo da. That's the way we do the show. All the doo da day.
Thanks, April Fool's Rebel, for that catchphrase submission. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another week. Boy, what an incredible week. This is the last week of July.
Can I ask you?
Please.
Does the welcome expire at the end of the week?
Can I ask you, does the welcome see its way out when it's done?
Who are you right now?
I don't know.
Can I ask you, does the welcome say adieu?
Let me introduce myself. My name is Scott Aukerman, and I have
Let me introduce you.
Oh, yeah, please do.
And now, the host of Comedy Borg.
Borg.
Skeeter Trudeau.
Oh, thank you so much for introducing me. My name is Skeeter Trudeau, and
oh, no,
I am
summoned
the host
him.
Of Comedy Borg.
I summoned him. My own show. This is Comedy Bang Bang, and I have some very special
that
guests here.
Pretty good.
Some very extremely special guests, and they're here to promote their new podcast, Threedom.
Yes,
and this is the show that has three people on it, and we'll never have a fourth person on it. Is that
exactly.
Right?
Threedom? Yes, yes, indeed.
And that person. If it were to happen, certainly would not be Mary Holland.
That's
no,
the
never.
One person we've banned.
Right.
Yeah.
It's nothing she's done.
No, I mean, she's not canceled. We've banned her.
Yeah.
It's a personal ban.
It's
a personal cancel.
You can ban people you like.
It's a citizen's cancel.
No,
you actually should ban people you like. It's called boundaries.
Boundaries. Exactly. And I'm going to introduce these guys. They are my co-hosts, of course, on the other show, Threedom. Please
the
welcome
other
to
show.
The show. The other Paul F. Tompkins and the other Laura Lapkus.
Thank you for
Hi,
having me.
Hi, me too. Thank you for
Hi,
it.
Hi, guys. Tell me about Threedom. What is this show?
Threedom is a show that's been going on for a number of years. It's in probably the middle of its season, whatever current season is.
Closing up at the end,
I don't know what the number is.
Okay.
Nor
would say
do I care
it well, to find out. Well into the 100s.
Sure, yeah.
Well, we're in the 100s for sure.
Yeah, and I usually describe this show.
And I usually describe, oh, you go ahead.
Oh, so sorry, let the man speak.
No, no, no.
Let a man speak for once.
I was
By the way, which was the subtitle of Threedom?
Let
the men speak.
Let the men speak for once. I was going to say.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
The way I describe the show, when people beg me to tell them what Threedom is.
On their hands and knees.
On their hands and knees, of course.
Because you walk past a lot of people and go, Threedom. And then
they're
like, what is that?
What is it? And I say, it's a show where the three of us tell stories from our lives and we also act really dumb and we play a game at the end.
Yeah. Do you want, that's very close to how I describe it.
Okay.
I say it's a show where we tell stories from our personal lives. We act really dumb, and then we play the game at the conclusion.
That's pretty different,
so
actually.
You think that I am dumb? I'm a simp.
Who are you simping Ultim? For?
Simp Ulton.
Oh, okay.
Simp Ulton.
I don't know Lauren, how you got that out
my
of
my name
that.
Is Simp Ulton.
Lauren, if you were to simp for anyone, who would it be?
Coco the Gorilla.
Oh, that sign languaging faker?
I don't remember what simping is. Simping is what?
We're Coco truthers on this show.
The one and only animal grifter, Coco the Gorilla.
Tell me about simping again, what you do.
It's where you, and this is what we do on Threedom, by the way. We explain words to again? Lauren.
So, well, you know really well, like what
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. It's like you're a fan and you're.
I mean, you of all people know
like
what
you,
it is.
Yeah. No, intimately, you're a simp.
No, it's right? Essentially when you're.
I forget what it means, but
when you're a fan and you're defending them online, it usually has a connotation to of you're sort of in love with them.
I think it's
you're
more.
You're in love. That's so sweet.
Where it's like
you're
you know,
in love with them.
The usual response is either "Hey, simp," or "She's never going to see this," or "She's never going to fuck you."
I hope she sees this, dude. Yeah. Has this replaced white knighting?
Yeah, I believe so.
I'll look up so. Simp.
Yeah, look it up.
Yeah, do
and
that.
Don't just look up episodes of The Simpsons.
Oh, God, now I got to restart my Google.
Glad Lauren figured out a way to get on her phone this episode.
You know what? You're pretty much right.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
But someone, it's a simp is someone who does way too much for a person they like. A man who puts the hose before the bros. A guy that is overly desperate for women, especially if she is a bad person or has expressed her .. won't click it.
Well, that certainly wasn't the Urbane Dictionary.
Yes.
It was Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, it was urban, not urbane.
Urban
dicks. Oh,
yeah. Yeah? You get it now?
I love it here.
Welcome back, Lauren.
Lola, why?
What's up?
Lauren, you haven't been on the show in a long time. Where
it's
you been?
Been a
it's
long
true.
Where you been? Did you have a baby or something?
Yeah, I did that.
We announced this on Threedom in a very popular segment called Lauren's Topics.
Oh, the
which
episode
I
was.
I promoted on this show
hot.
A lot. We yeah, talked yeah. about Lauren's Topics all the time.
I hope
what
you
about
bring
Paul's
it up a
News?
Lot.
And less popular.
Well, maybe if you promote it more.
See?
Yeah, Lauren's Topics, though, was so popular.
My topic segment is so huge because I'm always bringing a lot of really important stuff to the table. That was my biggest topic I ever had.
Probably the one that had the most bounce.
I think it's either that or like just talking about some shows I've been watching. But that's usually more in the reality recap segment.
Yeah, that's true. You have a lot of segments. I have none.
You have simps for days as a result of these segments.
Yeah, so I'm so glad to know what a simp is and know that I like them.
Yeah.
How could you not? Encourage
how
them.
Could you not?
I love my simps.
Lauren loves your simps.
I don't call them my fans. I call them my simps.
Lauren simps.
Love my simps.
But you've been gone. You had
been
a baby.
Gone for
you
long. Been raising a child.
You haven't been doing a lot of podcasts other than the ones that you
normally
do.
I do my own
podcasts,
and it just feels like it was a lot for me to add it to the plate, but here I am.
But here you are, because we need more numbers on Threedom.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you got to get the people listening. Yeah. And you guys are going to love it so much if you please listen.
Please.
Don't make us beg you. You're supposed to beg us.
I'm kneeling by my bedside.
We're your simps, listeners. Please.
I'm praying to God and the saints.
God damn you.
Yeah.
I'm praying to the many saints of New Jersey. Please.
Please.
But it's just all of this. It's like this for an hour.
Yeah, so it's really good.
If you
want
to watch
it.
Oh, we want people to listen to it?
Oh.
I don't want anyone to
listen
to it.
It's like this, but better.
We share a lot of secret stuff that I don't want everyone to hear.
Yeah, we do. A lot of secrets from our lives.
Whatever you do, don't listen to the show because we all spill secrets.
We spill tea about ourselves.
We spill tea on ourselves.
We're gossiping about our own selves.
I know. It's so wild.
Yeah.
The stuff we share, it's so private.
It's so crazy and private.
It's like we take our face. Off.
Should we start an OnlyFans, the three of us?
Oh, God.
Can it be where I'm the photographer and you guys are the models?
I'm not saying, no, you can start an OnlyFans of just like random stuff. It doesn't have to be photography.
But still, I want to be the photographer and you're the models.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be photography.
I don't think
what do you think she's proposing here?
I don't think people consider their OnlyFans to be their photography OnlyFans.
Here's my portfolio.
Here's some photography of just selfies of my tits. It's my photography.
Selfies of my tits.
Tit selfies.
Telfies.
Telfies, right. Isn't that the weekend's first name?
Telfies?
Telfies weekend.
You know Telfies the weekend.
I have no clue what his first name is.
Really?
Yeah, this is actually mind-blowing.
It's in the Telfies arena.
I thought he was
arena.
Born the weekend.
Is it Josh?
He was born on a Thursday.
No.
Born on a Monday, actually.
No.
Just like Solomon Grundy.
Well, because I guess his mom was
Monday's child is fair of face.
Thursday's Child is who he is.
Thursday's Child is far to go.
Yes, that's right.
The Weeknd first name.
The Weeknd first name.
Abel Mackinnon Tesfaye.
Oh, Abel last name what? Is what I was saying.
Abel Mackinnon Tesfaye.
Tesfaye.
Tesla face?
Hey, test face.
Hey, Tesla face.
I can't explain his whole name.
Your face looks like Elon Musk.
Ew.
he's America's number one dad.
He really is?
No.
Elon Musk, number one in the way of trying to make.
By sheer numbers, you mean?
He's have the most.
Yeah. He and the America's Got Talent guy. Who's that?
Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon, yeah.
Who has upwards of 12 children.
Yeah, with his
Dick Cannon. That's too many.
Whoa.
Right?
He said it, not me.
No, you said it.
No.
I saw you say it.
Gaslighting.
That was our other subtitle.
Gaslighting. That's right. We try to gaslight each other in every episode.
No, we don't.
What?
Shit, I guess we don't.
I'm going crazy.
So it's a great show. People should listen to it. And
what is this show?
Well, this show.
you forgot.
I mean, it was the show where we talked to interesting. It was the show where we talked to interesting people. Then it became America's podcast. Then it became Humanity's podcast. Then I felt that was even too limiting. So it's Humanity and the Animal Kingdom's podcast at this point.
So animals love it.
Yeah, supposedly.
It's the number one podcast in the rainforest.
Yes. Why don't you make it the Earthlings podcast? Because that includes animals.
No, it doesn't.
Come on.
When people hear the word earthling, they don't think of a jaguar.
That's not fair, though, because a jaguar has every right to the title.
Maybe it should be an earthling.
But that's so totally not how
dumb
it works.
Old worm.
A bear should be an earthling.
Thanks.
Like if
you
if,
try.
If
every
aliens,
day.
If aliens came here and they saw a worm and they were like, hey, are you in charge here?
Let me tell you something.
Like, these earthlings are stupid.
If I went to a different planet.
They would go to Sears Tower.
They'd go to Mount Rushmore and they'd be like, hey.
take me to you?
Are you one guy?
Hey, that'd be cool.
With four heads?
It would be cool.
I wish we all had four heads.
Me too.
I have a forehead.
What?
No. You have word? We all have five heads.
Oh my God. That was Tyra Banks.
Tyra Banks had a five head?
She had a five head.
She used to talk about how she
had self-admitted five head.
Yeah, self-admitted five head.
Self-diagnosed five head.
It's good to know that you have a five head.
It is good.
It is good.
So guys,
it's better than not knowing.
So Lauren, to answer your question, we have guests on this show.
Oh.
And you guys are going to be sort of
because on Three Dumb, we don't have guests.
We don't have any
especially
guests.
Especially not Mary Holland.
No.
No, we would never have Harry Mullen on.
Oh, I would love to have him on.
That's our evil twin.
Harry Mullen? He's great.
Yeah.
Beautiful singing voice.
Mullen Ackerman's stepbrother. Harry
That's
Mullen.
Right. Harry Mullen. Ackerman.
So we have guests Mullen on this Ackerman. Show, and we talk to them. You guys are going to be sort of my ersatz co-hosts on this.
Ew.
This, yeah.
Ersatz?
Yes, you are. Whatever. I looked that up in the Urbane Dictionary.
Okay.
So you guys we're going to talk to these people as they come in one by one, and we're going to just ask them about their lives. I don't think I've met any of these. No, I haven't met any.
I haven't been on the show in a while either. Yeah. Are the people you still interesting, the ones you bring?
I don't know. Honestly, they've gotten worse and worse.
And you still have big stars,
That's
right?
That's why you stopped saying it. What? People.
They all migrated over to the other company that sprung out of here.
I want to know more.
Don't come on around here anymore.
As okay, Tom Petty once said.
Don't
come on. We're having fun.
We are around
this
here.
This is what the
no
show's
more.
About.
Lauren, Tom Petty was a singer.
You know what? I actually cried yesterday thinking that he died.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you think about him?
I was listening to his music and I thought, listen to how much fun he's having and what he did for us. And he gave all of us these songs.
He was like Jesus of music.
I cried a little bit in my car.
If Jesus had been a musician,
you think Jesus couldn't have picked up a guitar and given
like
us a little
once?
Dispatch?
Do you know, here's what I was thinking about musical instruments the other day. That once you make one, you create a musical instrument, it just stays around. Like,
yeah.
The guitar.
No one, like, I mean, it doesn't disintegrate.
The ukulele. Well, they don't say, well, we have the guitar, we can get rid of the ukulele.
Or it's extinct.
Yeah. We don't need the mandolin anymore because we have a banjo now.
It is.
Like, they keep them all.
No, it's like cars. They get rid of older models of cars.
But they shouldn't.
No. Every car that ever was made should still be on the
Model
Earth today.
T.
I want to.
It should be an Earthling.
A Model T.
B.
Model B.
I want to drive Model A.
The Model D cup.
Did they stop after T? They didn't get it to like to you?
What?
They didn't give it to
Model
me.
Model U?
Yeah, they never got up there.
They never gave it to me. I was like, well, I wasn't that special.
We're not getting swag. That's the reason we're promoting Three Dumbs. We want
Here's
more swag.
Here's why we're promoting it.
Yeah.
We're coming back with a new episode every Thursday.
That's right.
Until November, then we stop for a while.
That's right.
So until September.
I thought it was sooner. Yeah,
September.
This is a late season check-in.
This is a very late
season. I just wanted to alert everyone that we have a new episode every week, and we have for years, except for some times where we didn't.
We had a pretty late season check-in with the boys recently with Jack Quays. Jack Quays.
Jack Quays.
Jack Quays. So,
Jack Quays Neil.
Jack
Quays.
Jack Quays. Get it right.
It's Jack Quays, by the way.
Jack Quays.
Yeah. It's Jackie's.
Jadakiss.
Excuse me.
Jadakiss. Neil. So I wanted to have a late season check-in for Threedom, and I'm so glad you guys came. But we are going to get to our first guest.
Oh, this is exciting. And we are the Ersatz Kozos.
And then we're the Ersatz Kozos.
Yeah. So this is going to feel weirder than it did on Threedom. This is going to feel strange.
Well, what do I do or say?
I don't know.
I'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. Okay. Let's bring on our first guest.
Is it cool that I ate a bunch of pills?
Wait, it sounded like a song that I was trying to remember.
Is it cool that I ate? Is it cool that I ate?
It reminded me of something. But I was going to say sour cream and onion chips.
Sure. It's okay.
Is that okay?
All that aside, I was going to say
sour cream and onion chips. Garlic herb butter chips on the way here from.
Garlic herb butter?
They're
what
Japanese,
is urban butter?
They're Japanese chips!
Since you went to Japan,
went
you only
to
eat Japanese
Tokyo
food.
I went to Tokyo the other day and I got lots of stuff.
Just go to the big one.
Just go to the big one and bring an empty suitcase.
I can't deal with that because of COVID.
Well, also, the Prime Minister...
I know.
Former.
News show. Is this a news show?
Oh, we do update the news every once in a while from 2 weeks ago.
We talk about every bad thing that happened 2 weeks ago, just to kind of get everyone in the mood for what's going to happen next.
Let me say this, and this is probably unpopular, but when a former prime minister gets shot, I guess I don't care that much.
That is unpopular.
Okay. AITA.
Let us bring her on. She is a local reporter.
Local
to where, I wonder?
Well, but, I can't guess.
I guess if I were to say local reporter, it would imply local to here. But
LA.
Perhaps she is.
Well, you're the one saying it. And so that's what I thought you meant.
Well,
Los Angeles,
this is
Hollywood. 90210.
Possibly. Yeah. 90068. Let's bring her on. She's a local reporter. Please welcome, for the first time on the show, Haney Dilf.
Hi. I'm so sorry. I just got hit by a car.
Miss
Dilf.
I just got hit. I'm okay.
Oh, you're okay.
I'm okay.
Haney, you don't need to do the podcast.
You need to go to the hospital?
Probably go to the hospital.
No, I'm okay.
I'm going to shut this down.
No. Actually,
I thought you meant emotionally.
I'm turning off the lights.
Yeah, I'm going to fold my arms.
I got hit by a car in college, too.
Oh, wait.
Okay.
Were
so
you
funny.
Saying you got hit by a car just now?
Yeah, just now. Just right on my way. Okay. And
what
I got
happened?
Well, I was standing behind a car, and it slowly backed up, and I just got hit by it.
How slow?
Like a little tap.
Well, and it did. It rolled over me just a little bit.
What?
I'm okay.
I'm
okay.
It seems like you were letting it happen.
Well, I'm okay. Is this?
What?
Okay. Is this?
Haney's pulling up
skin?
Hers. God, no, that's someone else's.
Oh, that's someone.
There's some tire tread in there.
How did someone else's skin get on you?
That's so wild. I don't know.
She just flapped it around.
Oh my God, you're really hurt.
No.
I don't know.
I'm okay.
I mean, and you're an A block. You got to stay through B block, C block.
Yeah.
This is too long for you to be on a show. We should shut down.
Oh no, please don't shut down.
We should stop the show.
No, I've been wanting to come on here for so long.
Let her go before the tag.
Oh please.
Okay. Well. Hey, sweetie, what's your job?
Hey, honey.
Sweetie.
Hey.
Tell us about what your job
precious.
Is.
Well, thank you. I'm a local reporter. I do weather reports. I do reports on bake sales and other events and goings
and
on.
Do you do that here in Los Angeles?
No, I do it locally.
Oh.
Okay.
I do it locally.
Oh. But where? To where?
West Virginia.
Okay. Oh, local to your where you live.
Yeah, that's
your
right.
neck of the woods, as they say.
My neck of the woods.
Okay. Bake sales don't really happen here, I'll be honest.
I'd love for you to bake us some stuff, sweetie.
I don't think so. Hey, her name's Sweetie. It's not my name.
Oh, okay.
Don't ever call me that again. I'll kill you.
Hey, princess. I mean, Do you not feel, I feel like we can almost see bone on your thigh.
Yeah, no, oh no.
That's I can see bone in your neck.
Oh, thank you.
And a bone in your nose?
Beautiful clavicle.
Oh, that's so
what
nice.
What is that jewelry you're wearing?
Oh, that, you know, I wasn't sure if I could pull this off. Now I know I can.
It's like a Halloween bone.
Yeah. Like a Flintstone
sheet.
Well,
I wanted to dress up because I'm such a big simp of y'all.
Sure. Oh, thank you so much. It's so nice to be one of our simps.
Wow.
That's right.
Have you heard of Threedom?
Oh, yeah.
The show where we don't have Mary Holland on?
Oh, yeah. And that's my favorite part about it, because she's a fucking bitch.
Whoa, she's our friend.
She's our, bitch. We just don't want her on our show. She's a personal friend.
Can I ask you a question about your family? Was your ancestors the first DILF?
You know, I've been wondering the same thing. I've been digging into my DILF for so long.
You know, a lot of our last names have to do with what our ancestors used to do, their job or whatever. So maybe your great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was a dad that someone wanted to fuck.
Well, and he was, because here I am.
That they liked.
They liked.
That's true.
Yeah. They enjoyed it.
Like your great-great-great-great-grandfather, I guess he awkward?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. He was man who awkward.
It's not dad I like to fuck. It's dad I would like to fuck.
I'd like to fuck.
It's just, you know.
You just corrected us and we're wrong.
I did say, I was saying I would, and it's a contraction.
You're giving
I just
want to
point that out. Like,
I just want to point
wrong,
out that
you're
I'm
wrong.
An idiot. That's you.
Ms. DILF, this is us.
Oh, boy. This is what I came for. I tell you what.
What's the weather like?
It's so good.
Maybe she hasn't prepared a report.
It's so good today. All you got to do is look out there and it's fine. It's fine.
Wait, look out here? Because this is not local to you.
No.
I'm on a trip.
I'm on a, because I'm not in West Virginia right now. I'm on a trip.
Yeah, what are you doing out here?
I
always wanted to see Los Angeles, Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of it?
From Weezer.
Yeah, you heard the Weezer song and you're like, I gotta get it.
That's exactly
what I
want.
Give me, lady.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I just got hit by a car.
Yeah, I know.
Your forehead has started to bleed.
I feel like we're not talking about that enough.
Well, you know, but it's no big deal because I got hit by a car in college. I got hit by a car. You know,
it's not okay to have it happen a lot of times, you know?
When I was a little girl, got hit by a car.
Really? How little?
One.
1 year old. So you don't even remember it.
I was crossing the street
alone.
Why? Were you on that show old enough?
I was crossing the street. I was going to the Piggly Wiggly to get some bugles for my mama. Mm-hmm. And
did she put them on her fingers and one by one?
Yeah, she needed witch fingers. She used to pretend like she was an old witch.
Yeah. Oh, that's scary.
Honey, go get me some witch fingers.
Was she an old witch, by the way?
She was an old witch. Yeah. The DILFs are witches from long
what?
Past.
Wow.
And you chose a different path.
I did. I said, I want to do local reporting. I want to keep people up on the...
But you know, it's so... I think being a local celebrity is amazing because people just... they see you every day.
Are you a celebrity or are you infamous?
No. I'm infamous.
Really?
Are you famous or infamous?
Famous?
Yeah, or infamous.
Well, now, what's the difference? You know, I never knew.
The famous is like, oh, wow, everyone knows you. And infamous is like everyone knows you for a bad connotation.
And then famous is like people don't know you, but they think they know you.
Yeah.
And please, take this teddy bear. Famous.
Do you want this, by the way? This it's is the famous. Comedy. Every guest on Comedy Bang Bang.
On Threedom.
On Threedom / Comedy. Yeah. Well, every guest on Threedom, if there were to be guests on Threedom, yes, would get one of these teddy bears.
Well, they get this. This is one. We have one. And then you get to have it for a week and kind of you write about its journey in the notebook.
Yes.
And then pass it off.
You take a picture. Please don't forget to do this.
Please. Yeah, and, please. And don't just cram it at the end and pretend it all happened on different days.
Yeah.
We can tell.
Am I sending this back to you? Or?
Yeah.
Yes.
There's a...
tell
her. Oh, I guess we did. We,
yes.
I guess
you send it back to us.
We didn't pay
for
the postage.
You keep it, but then we give it to the
people. We don't pay for the postage.
No, you pay for the postage.
So I pay for the postage.
Yes. It's heavy. It's a heavy bear.
Well, I can tell. I can't.
We stuff it full of ball bearings.
It has a camera.
It's made of heavy glass. It's filled with ball bearings.
And a camera and beans.
Yeah.
Do y'all smell toast?
No. You are severely injured.
No. I'm okay.
Oh, wait. No, I am making some toast.
Oh, okay.
My mid-afternoon snack.
This is crazy because I was making some toast, too. tattoo in my butt. Pop. Oh my God, it's perfectly buttered. Buttered.
Right.
Wait a minute, I smell bacon. Oh no, it's just a cop across
ACAB.
The street. Yeah.
A cop?
I was like, oh man, who made toast with my bacon? No,
or vice versa.
Are you coming on to me?
He's investigating the.
Also, it just happened right outside.
You put toast
in
my bacon.
Right outside.
You put bacon in my toast.
The cop outside is actually here trying to investigate.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I'm okay.
You're all right?
Yeah, I'm okay.
What's your name?
Haney.
I said Haney.
Haney Dill.
You look like your eyes swapped sockets.
Thank you.
Yeah, they're looking off into different directions.
Thank you so good. Much. Yeah, I mean, well, I guess he didn't. I guess he didn't slowly back into me. It was
a full on
full
like,
speed.
Who's going backwards at full speed?
Well, it seems like you might have known the person.
Oh, no, I don't know anyone out here. I don't know anyone. Okay. But, well, now I know you, and you got me this teddy bear.
Why were you behind this car?
Yeah, what were you doing there?
Why be behind it? You're in Los Angeles.
It does tell you it was your fault.
Who goes behind a car?
Who goes behind a car? I just don't understand.
Well, I did, I want to see. Look, in West Virginia, I know.
Mountain Mama.
We each had one.
Take me home.
I was racking my brain as fast as I could. It felt like something.
I know all the people there. I know what people have in their cars. I don't know what people... You know, my mama always said the best way to get to know somebody is look what's in their caboose.
Wow, when people have trash...
I beg your pardon?
Was she talking about a car?
No, people have trash in their car. It's a sign about the person. You know,
exactly.
They want to drive around in their trash. And when their car is full of toys, it means they love to play.
So you were looking at this person's possessions in the back of their car?
I didn't know. I don't know if they possessed it or not. I was just looking through the
possession
back
Possession is nine-tenths of the law. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely,
Can we at least
Your
agree
Honor?
On that?
Yes, sir.
It is true, though. When I look at somebody's car, I have no proof that they possess these things.
It's true.
Somebody could have put them in there, and they don't even know.
Yeah,
that's
like,
such a good point.
Thank you.
So anyway, I was standing back there, and I was looking through with the windshield. I was just trying to see, but it was tinted, so I couldn't quite see inside.
There was a tent over?
Oh, no.
Yeah, there was
For
a whole
termites?
A camping tent. No, like a Coleman.
Oh, sure.
What? Really? That, are you sure it wasn't
it's
a car
like
cover?
Xerox. It's like Kleenex.
Car cover.
Coleman. I go Xerox, Kleenex. You just say, oh, I had a
Xerox,
Coleman.
Kleenex,
said, I had a Coleman. I had a Coleman.
Xerox, Kleenex, Coleman.
Xerox, Kleenex, Coleman. Xerox, Kleenex, Coleman.
Am I part of Freedom now?
No,
unfortunately. Well, I mean, number one we won't have on is Mary Holland.
Of course.
You're on that list.
I hate to say it. You kind of remind me of her, but it's like maybe that's why you think she's a bitch.
Yeah, because we hate the things we see in the mirror.
You kind of remind me of her.
Like, yeah, she also wears a sweater that has like a tire tread pattern. And so that's making me think
of
her,
too. That's sort of like one of camo outfits.
Oh, gosh. Well, what a coincidence. I mean, I just got today. These tracks I just got today. So I would never buy a sweater.
You're not Mary Holland, are you?
What? You. No.
Okay, I just wanted to ask.
No,
that's so rude.
Because she's from, I feel like she's from West Virginia.
She's from Virginia, southwestern Virginia. Very close to
West
Virginia.
Right, right.
I've heard.
Because I had a newspaper from her hometown.
Well, you would have heard that because you're from West Virginia.
I had a newspaper from her hometown that her picture was in for approximately 2 years on my nightstand, thinking, I'll give this to Mary at some point.
Oh, my God.
And then finally I
Why
was like.
Why on earth did you have that?
Because I was in Virginia.
Your nightstand.
He read it every night.
I was literally just Reddit. Like.
Yeah, read it.
I was like, I'll put this somewhere where I'll make sure I remember.
Masturbate to it.
And then two years later, I was like, Mary, I have had this newspaper for 2 years. And she said, oh, I already have one.
Yeah, of course.
It was my hometown.
Well,
you thought you were going to scoop her family?
Yeah.
Anyway, well, I just wanted to come on and because I'm such a
fan of
y'all. And I just wanted to hear, like what if you could name for me, now that you brought her up, like, what is it about Mary Holland that you're like, hey, that's no good?
Well, I mean, she's not one of the three of us.
Yeah, I think the show is Scott, mm-hmm. and that's not Mary. Paul, and that's not Mary.
Well, hold on. Oh, you're right.
And then Lauren, me, and I'm also not Mary.
Yeah.
And so we kind of just stop it there because it's like you can't really put a Mary in the situation because there's already three for the dumb.
Yeah.
And it's just done.
Even though she's a friend of ours, we can't go back on that. Also, we just feel like she would ruin the dynamic.
Well, because of how she is, and just like the way she is.
Yeah,
because
she's such a fucking bitch.
Hey, she's our
Come
friend.
Come on. We love her.
I'm, oh, I'm yeah?
We love her,
but oh, do you?
I think she would ruin our show.
Kill you to say it?
We are saying it.
We're saying it right now when she's not around.
Yes.
Haney.
We only want to say it behind her back.
Can I just, let's just not talk about me. Do you have a partner, spouse, something in your life?
Yeah, I got a partner,
a mouse in your house.
I'd love to know more about them.
Okay, well, I've got a partner and a spouse. And
oh, lucky you, a guma?
Is it one of each or?
Well, my partner and I put a down payment on a spouse. And then we moved in.
Nice.
I think you mean a house.
Yeah, I think your head is really bleeding right now. I think your brain is
it?
Yeah, your brain. I see some of your brain coming out.
Put a down payment on a spouse.
I put a down payment on a spouse.
Moved in.
And then we did some renovation.
You did? Okay. I can see part of your intestines through your thigh.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm good. I'm good.
It's very porky
pig. No, look. Watch. I do this all the time. Look.
Oh my God.
Do that all the time?
Look.
She's pulling her intestines through her.
The noise is killing me.
Isn't it cool?
And her excitement to show us.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't like that. Disgusting. I don't like it.
Well, anyway, I'm okay, though. It was all worth it.
What's your partner's name?
My partner's name is Ho.
Ho.
What is it? What is it again?
With a question mark?
Ho.
So with four O's and a question mark? Is that how you spell it?
No, that's a hint.
Oh, ho, duh, Homer, copy.
Homer Simpson.
No, so close.
Homer the great poet.
No, so close.
Homer the what you hit in baseball.
No, it's Homer, Henry Marcus.
Henry Marcus.
That wasn't,
of course.
Where did the ho close come from?
So you didn't change your name to Marcus.
No. Well, because I was already established as a local news affiliate.
Oh, yeah. You're already a DILF.
I'm already a DILF. And once you're a DILF, you don't go back.
Yeah.
You don't want to not be a DILF. Being a DILF is a goal.
Mm. Exactly. Thank you.
I'd love to be
so
a DILF.
Henry so nice. Marcus. Really? What does Henry Marcus do?
Oh, Henry Marcus is an investigator.
So you use his whole name every time you speak of him?
He asked me to.
What kind of investigator? Really? Public? Private?
Private. He only does private.
He only does private things,
well,
really.
Yes, he only does things that are shh.
I like the public investigators who, like, the minute they find anything out, they post it everywhere.
Yeah, let's take this public. It's time to go public.
That's helpful, though, because it's.
Hey, I got these pictures of your husband. Let's go public. What kind of cases does he do?
Oh, he does them all. He does larceny.
Larceny!
Marcy.
He does everything. He does, just your normal, my wife is cheating on me.
My wife.
Yeah.
My wife.
So Borat has hired him?
Borat, no, but he wants him to. And so.
Wait, Henry Marcus wants Borat to hire him? Or Borat wants to hire him?
But Henry's too busy.
Who else does Henry Marcus want to hire him?
Oh, gosh. I can call him and I can ask.
Oh, please. I'd love to talk to him.
Yeah, let's talk to him.
Put him on the line. Yeah,
okay. Call him right now.
Okay, let me just call him right now.
He's here?
No, he's on the phone.
Oh.
His phone was ringing in the room.
Hi, Henry.
Huh? I think it was on speaker.
Henry.
Yeah.
Henry.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Scott Aukerman of Comedy Bang Bang. Oh. And Freedom.
So you
Hi.
Say.
Hi.
This is, would it surprise you to know that I have Lauren Lapkus and Paul F. Tompkins here from Threedom with me? All three of the hosts of Threedom. Mary Holland is not here.
Oh, she's not, huh? Well, what do you think of Mary?
We
there's something about her.
Yeah, Henry, we've already.
I think jizz in the hair kind of thing.
We've already discussed this. We've already discussed this.
But Henry Marcus.
Henry Marcus.
Yeah, that's me.
Henry Marcus.
Why did we call you?
I got Henry Marcus.
Because I wanted to know, who do you want to hire you? Because I know Borat's on the list, possibly top of it, but I wanted to know if there's anyone else you wanted to hire you.
Oh, sure. Sinbad.
Sinbad. So a lot of mononyms.
Sinbad, Oprah.
Cher.
Walmart.
Cher.
You mean Henry Walton?
Or Sam.
What about people?
Sam Walton, that's right.
They're not like Adele, I guess, would be on your list, but someone like Ariana, where it's like she doesn't go by just Ariana, but we know who.
Like Ariana
Huffington?
Nah.
Oh, Grande.
Are people just calling her Ariana?
No, they're not. I was saying, but everyone knows her by her first name, but apparently
hey,
they don't.
Is my wife with you?
Yeah. I don't know.
Where is my wife?
Haney, do you want us to say that you're here?
What
do you
is
want us to say that you're here?
Tell him about the
He's
car
asking
accident.
About you.
I can't feel
tell
my
him
back.
About the car accident. That's bad.
No, that's extremely bad.
Henry, I'm going to tell you something.
Huh?
I don't even know who your wife is.
Ho?
I've never seen her before.
Ho?
Ho. Oh, that's why it was a clue, because he says ho.
He says that
he says ho.
And I think he means what?
Yeah, that's what people say.
We haven't seen her. We've never seen her.
I don't know who she is or what she is or what she does. Even if she was a local news affiliate, I wouldn't know.
And even if she was calling you on her own phone and we're watching it, I don't know.
Because she left weeks ago and I haven't seen her.
This is big news.
Wait, this sounds like a mystery for you to solve.
Oh, God, you're right.
So what are the clues?
I'm on the case.
Private
what
clues yourself. Do you have,
Henry? What are the clues? I've got fingerprints. I've got enough shoes here to make a nice... I could figure out
Size. Give him a minute.
What are we going to make with the shoes?
Give him a minute. Give him a minute.
It's okay. This is the process.
It's going to be nice. I wanted to hear what it was.
Yeah. It's going to be a nice... I can make a nice mold of her foot, and then I just send that to Interpol.
When do you get the foot? How do you get her foot?
I don't need the foot.
Well, he's
I
got
the
enough shoes.
Mold of the shoe.
I make a nice mold.
But I would
mold.
Think...
It seem like it would be good.
Yes.
No, you don't,
yes.
No toes.
You don't think the mold of an interior of a shoe would be helpful if you gave it to Interpol?
I guess maybe.
The depressions inside the shoe.
Interpol
here's
what I would say. Is like the guys at the front of every VHS or DVD, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so also a great band. How are you going to get them to help you?
Here's what I say.
You don't have a big enough case.
Watch this.
Oh my God.
We just heard a lot of slime.
Yeah, this is not a video call, Henry. Sorry, you're going to have to describe.
What did you do?
I put together all the evidence and I've got an open and shut case. I've cracked the case.
Where is she?
Where is she?
She is
in. Hold on a second. Where is she?
Huh?
Ho?
Ho?
Ho? Where is she, Henry? Where is...
Just tell us.
Where
no,
is
I don't
Mamie
have to
Dilf?
Tell you. I don't have to tell you because I already know the answer.
Where in the world is your wife, Mamie Dilf?
She's in Aruba, Jamaica. Ooh, I want to take you.
You're wrong. She's sitting with
you're
us.
You're wrong. She's with... She's
hey,
right.
You're a horrible
fucking
investigator.
Fucking here, Henry.
Hey, you're an awful investigator. You
wait,
suck
what are y'all telling him?
Yeah.
What are y'all telling him?
Oh, God.
You don't tell him that I'm with you, please.
Sorry, Haney. We had to blow up your spot. But
no, why did you have to?
He knows everything.
Because we had to,
because
Haney,
we don't care about you or him.
We crumbled under the weight of his incompetence, and we just blurted it out to make him feel bad.
He was so wrong.
Oh, no.
He thought you were in Aruba.
Oh, don't
Jamaica.
Shoot. And now he's going to know when I go home. He's going to know I got hit by another car.
Was that a sticking point in your relationship before?
Yes, he hated that.
Oh, no. You had to divorce him.
We didn't tell him that.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, good. Well, then he'll never know.
Your arm just fell off. Oh, my Lord.
Now, I don't care if that happened to you when you were a kid. That's not good.
No, it's okay. I got hit by a car in college, too.
Yeah, I know.
Haney, do you ever go to Target and buy Hanes Her Way and you wear them and you cross out the S and you put a Y?
I do that. I do that with all my underwears and bras so no one gets lost. No one gets confused about
it. Do you ever sing the song, My Way is Hanes Her Way?
No, I'm going to start.
I wish
you would. Start right now. Go.
My way is Hanes Her Way.
Who?
Close.
Why do you think underwear brands love to put their name on the band?
Yeah, it's like... Yeah.
I'd be embarrassed.
If I were selling...
Like just be in the tag.
If I were selling clothes, I would sell plain clothes that don't have any kind of name on them or anything like that. Because it's like... It's so much better. But like Calvin Klein, it's like, okay.
Or even, Hanes. It's like, well, I certainly don't want everyone to see that I'm wearing Hanes Her Way.
Fruit or the Loom, that one?
Yeah, that's of the Loom, by the way. I don't know
Does
if you knew what that...
Does Hanes Her Way say Hanes Her Way?
Fruit or the Loom? You gotta choose.
Haney, come on.
Okay,
we're
sorry.
Trying to riff
that.
Over
no,
here.
Know,
it's like
I
that
know,
show, Will or Grace.
I thought, it's sort of like if Mary Holland were here to choose trying to riff with y'all and choose to
Grace or Frankie. I love that.
Henry, we gotta go. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Wait, who do we hang up on?
Henry.
Henry, okay.
Haney. Yeah.
Hmm?
Sorry, it sounded like you got hung up on.
Oh, that's so crazy.
Well,
so crazy?
Haney.
Hey.
I do you want to stick around or I suggest you go to a hospital. We have to take a break, but I think that you should go to a hospital or I don't know. What do you want to do?
I'm okay.
You're all right?
I'm okay.
You sure?
Your other arm just fell off.
Oh,
How are you going to adjust the microphone?
I just do it with my nose.
How are you going to do everything?
Okay. She did it.
I don't care about anything non-microphone. It's just a big adjustment in her life. She needs to go to physical therapy.
I'm such a simp. You got more interest in ghosts?
Ghosts?
You got more interest in ghosts coming?
We don't have any ghosts. We're not ghosts. Do you think we're ghosts right now?
Pinch me.
I felt something.
Pinch me.
See, I didn't react because I don't mind being pinched.
Oh, I thought for sure
that's
you were.
Like
this
her
is
thing.
Not a good test.
Yeah, it's really not.
Okay, look, stick around if you want to. We have a very interesting guest coming up. We have someone with a special skill.
I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, this is big. Lauren, I know you have to go.
I gotta go.
Okay.
I had a great time, and I love everyone in the world.
All right.
Even the bad.
Paul, you can stick around, right?
Yeah.
All right, great. We're going to come right back. We'll be right back with more Paul F. Tompkins, more Haney Dilf. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said tough luck and then ended it? No, I actually have the perfect gift and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? 4? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame, and they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, I couldn't. Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is A-U-R-A Frames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something. You do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here. A next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang. To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Save big money at Menards. Get your garden ready with groundbreaking power equipment from Earthquake. Tillers are great for breaking up compact soil and killing weeds in your garden. Get maximum power in a compact frame with a Pioneer rear tine tiller. It features dual direction tines and self-propelled steel wheels. Hurry in for all of your lawn and garden needs and visit Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Comedy Bang Bang, we're back.
Oh,
we
shit.
Have Paul F. Tompkins from Threedom is here.
Hi.
And Paul, you about ready?
Hi.
You about ready to go
I'm
on that?
I'm on my way. I'm making it
big time.
Hi there.
Hi there. More songs.
Who said the hi there?
More
on
songs
that?
Should start with an acknowledgement,
a greeting
of the listener, and it's like welcome to my song.
I would love it if it was like good afternoon. It was only a kiss. How did it end up like this?
But they should do it for various times of day.
Yes.
Like, remember how the radio stations would change? They would get the bands to record like radio station specific IDs. Like,
yeah.
I'm driving in my car. Turn on Kiss FM.
Yeah.
They should do that for various times a day and then play them like,
and here's the thing.
Good evening.
It's so easy. All you have to do is add that greeting at the very beginning of the song. You record a bunch of them. So then it's like,
this here sounds like an ad for something.
Here comes Wet Ass Pussy, the early evening remix.
Y'all want to hear what I have to say?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Haney Dilf is also here, the local reporter. Yeah.
I'm having fun.
You are having fun. Good.
Yeah. What was the wet ass pussy?
Hey, I noticed that you have pipe cleaners sticking out from where your arms were before.
Oh, yeah. So now I can move the mic.
You also you also have two lumps of coal instead of your eyes.
Oh, yeah. Well, that, you know.
Is that a carrot?
This is a carrot, and I put it in my nose hole. Oh, okay. And as you can see, look at me. I'm good as new.
All that happened was you got hit by a car.
I got backed into full speed because I was looking in the
caboose. Do you think you're a snowman right now?
Oh, here comes Santa Claus. Here comes.
Oh, okay. Look, guys, we have to get to our next guest. Are you going to be okay?
I'm okay. Haney Don't worry about me.
All right, we have to get to our next guest. They have a special skill. Never been on the show before. Please welcome Carmine DeLange.
I'm so excited to be here.
Hey, Carmine.
Hi, Carmine.
Hi, Carmine.
Great to meet you.
Great to meet you.
This is Paul F. Tompkins.
Met before.
Have we really?
Uh-huh. Really? Well,
forgive me. I've also met you before. I remember exactly.
I'm sorry. I don't remember. Where did we meet before? Either.
That's so weird. I mean, we've never even met.
Well, just because you never met it doesn't mean I never met it. I'm a different man.
You are a different man.
That's so true.
Carlo, was it?
Carmine.
Forgive me. I've been watching The Bear. I switched it around.
You can remember this by picturing your own car and going, ah, Carmine.
Thank you. That's a handy demonic device. A little
bit. What's his name on the bear?
His name is Carmi.
I'll never forget.
And how did we, when did we meet before? Forgive
me. We met, it was 1998. You were wearing a blue suit. You had blue shoes. You had a blue hat. You had a corn cob pipe in your mouth. You had,
I remember this day.
You were carrying a notebook and it was Thursday, July 17th.
Oh my God. Wow.
Holy shit. How do you remember? Okay. When did we meet?
We met. It was 1994. It was raining.
Well, that was a long time ago.
You were 4 years before we met.
You were scared. You were ducking behind a car. I said, I could help you. You said, not if I help you first. You stood up and it was actually a prank where you were actually trying to prank people. You were wearing a black shirt, a black pants, a black shoes, and a black hat.
I remember this prank.
No corn cob pipe?
Couldn't afford one back then. This is 94.
Yeah, he did not have a corn cob pipe. It was before his big successes where he would be able to afford all the corn cob pipes in the world. But I know I've watched every single one of them, by the way. I've been watching all your successes. I'm very happy for you.
Thank you so much.
That's so nice.
Hey,
so nice.
Carmine, when did you meet Haney?
Hey, Carmine?
Haney.
Heaney Haney, that's my nickname in high school.
We met in high school. I was your teacher. I was a man then when I was your teacher. And you were a sweet little girl. You always had your hair in pigtails and you wore a pink shirt, pink pants, pink shoes, and a pink hat.
That's so true.
All of us have matched on these days.
Yes. Oh, my God.
What was grade?
Wednesday, October 9th.
But the whole year. Or did you just teach one day? Were you a substitute teacher?
I taught one day. I got fired.
The college one?
No. That was in elementary school or in high school. That was the day before I got hit by the car. Because I got hit by a car.
I wouldn't know because I left the school because I was fired because I had to go do other jobs.
You didn't get fired?
I was fired because I had to go do other jobs.
You were fired because you had to go do other jobs.
But you see, I remember so distinctly. And you're telling me you don't remember me at all?
I mean, I remember the day that I said, I'm going to try a monochromatic outfit.
Yeah.
And I never felt fully secure, even with my pipe, which I was like smoking furiously.
I remember doing those pranks, but I never actually like met the people that
but
I did the
pranks on.
But
you did meet me, but you just didn't remember. But that's okay.
Okay.
I was probably so distracted because I was self-conscious that I didn't remember meeting anyone that day.
Do you have Mary Lou Henner disease? Is that?
I wouldn't call it a disease. I call it a gift.
Okay, so you remember
every Mary Lou Henner gift?
Excuse me?
Do you have Mary Lou Henner gift?
I gave Mary Lou Henner a gift. I've given her four gifts. I gave her an umbrella that has that turns inside out so it catches the rain. So
that's
it for later.
Nice.
I'm watering the plants. I gave her a pair of socks with my picture on them to be funny. That was a little prank one. I gave her a big set of pencils that were all huge.
Ooh.
And that was not a prank. That was because she always lost her pencils. And I gave her a new doorknob because when I went to her house, I pulled the doorknob right off.
Wow, four gifts.
So that wasn't really a gift so much as a replacement.
I'm curious about the umbrella, about where you save the rain for later.
Yes, it's from Mocha.
Is it? So it's turned out, it's turned inside out. So it's like, it's like kind of like you're holding a, like a bird bath kind of above
you
your head.
You look very dumb when you hold it. Yes.
Well,
yeah.
But it would get heavy, right?
It gets very
depending
very heavy
on how much rain.
Well,
there
because
is
you stand outside and you go dump it in your plants and help them out. Yep. If you want to save it for the bath,
if you even did that in West Virginia, it rains in West Virginia. I tell you right now,
yeah, it rains here too. Wait,
it rains in West Virginia. It's part of the local weather.
Well, actually, before. It has rained more than ever this year than ever in West Virginia. It's been raining nonstop every single day in June. And
you know facts about places you aren't even in.
I know the Farmer's Almanac backwards and forwards. I have a photograph of memory.
Tell it to us backwards, please.
Backwards is right now today. Today it is 85 degrees.
Wow, it ends today. Oh my God, that's scary. Wow.
God.
But it knows what happens in the future, but it tells you what happens today.
It knows what. Wow. Oh, interesting.
Wow. It can predict generally given the
right
stats the
when
other,
eclipses are going to be, etc.
Oh, no, what happened?
I never knew how to use an almanac because I would look up words if I was trying to think of a word.
You're trying to think of a word right now. We can
that's like nice. And what's another word that's like means nice but isn't that
this
word?
This is a thesaurus.
Super I would look it up
I can
in
tell
the
you
almanac,
all
right?
of them about no. kind. Sweet.
Oh my God.
Loving.
Nice.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Friendly.
Friendly.
Open.
Open.
Nice.
Giving.
Giving.
Kind. Nice. Friendly. Listen.
Open.
To.
Listen.
A.
Nice.
An audiobook to learn more vocabulary.
Wow.
That's impressive. That's impressive.
That's really good.
I'll admit I was doubting it at first, but that blew me away.
Mr. Doubt a lot.
Mr. Doubtfire.
Yep.
Your tits are on fire.
Hello.
Didn't you see a drive-by fruiting on your way in here?
I did see a drive-by fruiting.
No, it was a drive-by hit with her.
Yeah,
oh, that's what it was.
I got a hit and run.
But do people ever say you're a bit fruity?
No, but people say I'm a cutie.
So you, which is also a fruit.
So you saw this. You remember it.
Well, not only do I remember it, I was driving the car.
You
don't remember, but I remember distinctly. I was driving my car, and I saw this woman looking at this. I remember it's like it was moments ago. I saw a woman looking deep into my car. She was looking into my tinted windows, which I had put fake tint on. It's just sort of a...
Do you own sticker. Everything in your car?
Do I possess it? Indeed. Do I own it? Not so much. And she was looking with her eyes very, very close. I could see her eyes bugging against the screen.
Ew.
And I said, I got to kill this bitch. I hit 70 miles per hour.
Premeditated.
Oh, no.
But vehicular you didn't recognize me from high school.
I knew who you
moment.
Were, and I hated you that day. I mentioned I didn't include that part, but you were a sweet girl with a pink hat, pink shirt, pink shoes.
So
pink
you
pants.
Knew, you knew, remembered her from teaching one day, and you said you have to kill her.
I would like you gone.
Oh, no. Do you still feel that way?
Not anymore since you survived, but you look great with these pipe cleaners. I'll never forget how you looked with those pipe cleaners.
Oh,
you're looking at her right now.
She means in the future, I think. She'll never forget.
Oh,
you're not going to forget anything.
He means that. He means that.
Can we test?
Nice.
Can we test you on things that have happened in the past?
Yes, please.
Is that okay?
That's my favorite activity. I've been on many game shows and many news shows. Okay. I've been on Jeopardy. Jeopardy.
All right.
what was the third one?
Jeopardy.
September 23rd, 1985.
Oh, okay. Yep. It was a big day. Well, so it was snowing. It was.
What day of the week was it? First
Wednesday.
Of all?
And it was snowing and it was very, very cold. Everywhere. And it was
everywhere.
Wow.
And that's what the almanac said. But what happened to me that day, I met three interesting people.
Tell us about all three of them, or at least two of them.
Were they wise
I'll
men?
Start with one. He was a butcher. He had on a hat, white. And he had
let me guess the color of the rest of his clothes. Right. White?
Well, what are you, a guessing guy?
Hey, white you're shirt, the person who actually.
White apron?
White shirt, white apron, white pants, white shoes, white
shoes
gloves.
That's bold for a butcher.
White gloves. But he was splattered in blood. But I met him and he said, pleased to meet you. And I'll never forget him. And then I just went to the street.
Seems pretty anodyne of an interaction. I guess the spatter with
that's
blood
what
part
makes
I would
my
remember
skills so interesting.
Okay. True.
Then I was walking down the street and I went to a bakery and I got myself a croissant. And I was talking to the baker and his name was The Baker. And he had on, let me tell you.
What his last name was Baker? Or
he had his hair in a ponytail and he had on a blue shirt, blue pants, blue shoes.
Blue apron. Be wearing white too.
Blue apron. Blue.
Blue apron.
Blue Apron. He started a company.
Is this an ad for Blue Apron? This is the longest ad we've ever done.
And if you want to use my code for Blue Apron, it's don't forget, it's this code now. You'll always remember it. That's the code. And then I met him, and he was so affable. And I'll never forget that about him. It was snowing so bad.
So affable. So when you meet an affable bad guy, yeah. And then who's the third person you met?
I met a candlestick maker. He was making me a little candlestick out of a wax bug. And he was just
a bug. A wax bug.
And he was rolling. Get your candles rolling. He sang. And I'll never forget how he sang it so beautifully and right on tune. And he had a perfect pitch. And here's what he was wearing. He had on a striped hat, striped glasses, striped shirt, striped glasses.
What color were the stripes?
Striped shirt, striped scarf, striped pants, striped shoes, striped socks. And the stripes were red and white.
Red and white. Like he worked at Toy City or something.
Were the lenses of his glasses also striped?
Just the frames.
Okay.
The lenses were black.
Oh, my God.
Like he was wearing sunglasses?
No.
Like he was blind.
But he wasn't, because he looked me right in the eye and he said, I love how you look.
So that you could tell, both physically and from what he said. Wow. What an interesting day.
I know. Can you believe it?
And did you go right to bed from there?
Then I went home and I fucked my wife.
Okay.
Wait. How old of a man are you, Carmine?
Backside. How old of a man am I?
Yeah.
My age is 1 + 2 + 3 + 4.
Don't count every year.
We got to speed this
up. What year were you born? Can I ask you that? You must remember that.
You can't ask me that.
Do you remember the day you were born? Do you remember that far back?
Yes, I do.
Oh, no.
Tell us about that.
My birthday is May 1. The year is 1948.
1948.
Wow. You look terrific.
Oh, you really did.
Thank you. I got a lot of Botox.
You're in the 60s. Why? Do you remember that?
Why do I get it? Because I have wrinkles.
Are you that vain? I mean, you're like an ugly guy.
Scott, you should see
me with my wrinkles.
That's rude. Okay.
I'm just saying, like, you ain't no
that's like when
star.
I remember thinking John Kerry was very unattractive, and then he got a bunch of Botox. Right. I was like,
wow, look at this. Yeah.
Who's this hunk?
So I look better. Yeah, what was your question? The day I was born. Well, as you all know, when you're about to be born, you're inside the vagina.
Yeah.
And I was inside the vagina.
Just in there.
And I was going, I think I want to get out.
But it's safe.
And it was hot. And the weather was muggy. And I got
the weather inside or the weather?
The weather inside is muggy.
Okay.
But outside, it's so delightful.
Wax buggy?
I always thought the word was delighty. That's the one thing I ever forgot. Wow, this is a big day. Don't write this down.
So you remember you forgot.
Nobody something. Write this down.
I know I never forgot anything before this. I would remember that.
So you were inside, and then did you see the light? Did you like start crawling towards the light?
I started going, squish my head down. And then my mom was screaming, get the fuck out. And I went, pop. Goes the weasel. And I came out with a parachute. And I sang that song. It was the placenta. And I sang, pop goes the weasel.
And you had a placental parachute.
And I landed on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. What? You don't believe me? Ask my mom.
Is she still alive?
No. Can we call her?
See, you can't even fix it if you wanted to.
Oh, I'm so sorry. When did she die? Tell us about that day. What day was it?
2 days ago. I remember it like it was
2 days ago.
2 days ago.
Oh, my God.
How old was she?
99.
Okay, so she had you in her 30s.
It was late for the time.
Yeah, for the time, sure.
For the time.
But are you the first or the last of a big family?
I'm the 16th.
Or the everything.
16th child?
Yes.
That's
And
too
what
many.
Do you get?
My brother's name is Damon. My other brother's name is Mike. My other brother's name is Weasel. My other brother's name is Rat. My other brother's name is Janie. My other brother's name is Kulak. My other brother's name is Scott.
You're just looking at things in the room.
My other brother's name is Table. My other brother's name is Lamb. My other brother's name is Megaphone. My other brother's name is That. My other brother's name is Phone. My other brother's name is Hat. I think I've named my brothers. And that's on that, on that.
Wow.
Wow.
She's that's telling the truth.
He is.
It's an easy way to remember all your family members.
Oh my God.
That song.
I want to meet Table and That.
No, you don't.
I want to meet Phone.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Bad guys. Bad
guys. Oh, you don't get along with these guys?
My only brother I get along with is Matt.
You like Matt. Are you the black sheep of the family?
You could say that. But it's because I remember everything and they hate that I remember everything. I always go, oh, remember on Tuesday, July 9th when you said this and that and the other? And they go, well, why you could always bring that up?
I would imagine that it's easier to forget and forgive things of people if, like, your memories of something are hazy. Sometimes we, you know, the more time goes on, you go, you know what? That wasn't a big deal. It's not a big deal to me anymore.
And everything's a big deal to me and it remains as such. Mm-hmm. Yes, 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 indeed. And if you want to know, my favorite food is eggs.
Oh, okay. Done what way? Just raw?
Raw, yeah. I bite him like a rat.
Raw as hell.
Wait, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Carmine?
I'd love it.
Where and how and when did you meet your wife?
Wow, my wife. It was, I always love to tell this story because it's such a beautiful story.
What day of the week was it?
It was Saturday.
Saturday.
It was.
Were you in the park?
April 9th.
Oh,
so it wasn't July.
But I was in the park.
Oh, you were in the park.
Saturday.
In the park. I think it was the 9th of April.
Oh, okay. 6 days before tax day.
She was selling peanuts.
That's a good way to remember it.
Yeah.
She was selling peanuts. She was
a selling woman peanuts. Selling peanuts. Dun, dun, dun. What kind of songs were she singing?
She was singing country.
Country.
Oh, singing some favorite.
Country songs.
What year was this, by the way?
Didn't I say? And if not, 1979.
79. Okay. So you're 30. You're almost 30 years old. Or you're 31.
I'm 31.
Yeah. Wow.
And I met her just in time because I always said I got to be married by the time I'm 32.
Otherwise, you would what? Marry Expire. Your best friend?
Oh. Well, you just like drop dead.
Yeah. That's what I always heard from the witch.
What witch? Wait, what witch?
This old dilf. She came up to me when I was little and told me I would, if I wasn't married by 32, it was.
That was my mama. Really? Or my grandma.
Oh, wow.
It was one of the dilf.
She was. Was green.
Yeah, that's my mama.
So did you get married right before the deadline or
just in time?
So
I had to court my wife and make it real.
Yeah.
Did you really love your wife though?
In case the government checked.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I really loved her. And when I saw her, I knew she was the one. She had on a visor, red. She had on a shirt, red.
Okay.
She had on an apron, red.
This track.
Pants, red. Socks, red. Shoes, red.
Wow.
Purse, red. Scarf, red.
Glasses,
red.
Wow.
Balloons,
red.
Wow.
Peanut card.
Peanut red. Red. Oh, okay. Peanuts.
Red. Red the peanuts. Skin with the skin.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Shelled, but with the skin on.
Shelled, but with the skin on is what she always said.
So did she...
Shelled with like the skin her saying.
Did she keep...
Like if I said, you can't skin a cat 2 ways, she goes, shelled with the skin on.
Yeah.
Well, it's true. Did she keep selling the peanuts or did she give that all up to marry
well,
you?
Well, I made her keep doing it to make money.
Made her? Ooh. So she wanted to stop.
Did you have a job at the time?
No.
Do you have a job? Do you work at all?
It's just a question. I remember every job I ever had. Bagel man. One.
Bagel man was your first job? Mm. It seems like something you'd
Halloween
work up to.
Halloween store, 2.
Okay. Oh.
French translator, 3.
You speak French?
Nope. That's why I got fired.
Okay.
Substitute teacher, 4.
Was that 4?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So that was the 4th job.
And then the 5th job, of course, was when I had the job where I was doing what is known to everyone as shearing sheep.
So
what
that's
did
the
you call it?
Skinning the lits.
Skinning the lits.
Skinning the lits.
So that was the final job you've had, which, I mean, the substitute teacher for Haney was so long ago. Is this one that you've...
That was one in there, yeah.
You
made up a calendar that didn't exist. There were 20 years between each one of those.
He got you.
Well, that's what I wanted to know. How long have you had it?
Well, you left as the Smiths.
Do you remember the Smiths?
Of course I do. I remember every song that ever sung.
What were they wearing?
One that I got wrong. What were they wearing? Black shirt, black pants, black shoes,
yeah,
black socks,
tracks,
black
yeah.
rings, black hats, black hair, black cats, black shoes, black chairs, black couch, black carpet. Yeah.
Wow. Well, God, I gotta say, Carmine, you do have a special skill. I'm assuming that's your special Carmine. Skill that
my
you remember
everything?
My special
skill is to get little bubbles in my spit.
Oh,
wow. Okay. That was pretty good.
Yeah, it was not bad. I mean, it was only one bubble.
There was like a little tiny one, too.
It made a great sound, though.
It tiny.
Made a
great sound,
yeah. Can you do it better?
No, I cannot.
I know. I can't
feel my mouth no more.
Oh, oh no.
I'm worried about this one. I'm a little worried about this
mouth. Wait, seems like most of your mouth is just some raisins?
The teeth are all raisins. I'll never forget you.
Well, look, we Carmine, can you stick around? Because we have to take a break.
I have nowhere to go because I don't have a job. Because I don't have my wife because she's gone.
She's gone?
We got a divorce.
Oh no.
I'm so sad.
Is she still alive?
Yes.
Has she moved on?
New lover.
How long has she been gone? So long?
2 years.
2 years.
I can get Henry Marcus on the case.
I don't need it solved.
Oh,
you know what happened.
She cheated on me with a pretzel salesman.
With a pretzel salesman. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they spend every day in the park together talking, getting to know each other for years and years and years.
As a former bagel man, does that hurt?
Yeah, because when I could do it, I only made circles.
Yeah, he makes crisscrossies.
The twists.
Yeah, the twists.
Crisscrossies.
I always call pretzels crisscrossies.
Yeah. You'll never forget that.
That's just everyone. I'll never forget that you did it.
All right. We have to take a break. Paul.
I'll never forget being here.
Paul, you have to go, though.
I can't stay here a moment longer.
Okay, well, I'm so sorry.
Is it because I scared you off?
No, I think...
You hate
me. I have to meet my biological son.
Oh,
that's a big deal.
That's huge.
I guess that's what everybody keeps telling me.
Did you have a meeting time or something? Or you...
Yeah, a couple hours ago.
You're really late.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, you should go. You should leave.
Daddy's MIA all over again.
Huh? All right. So
he didn't know his biological son. He's probably spending his whole life going, "Where's my dad?"
Yeah. Oh. PFT is MIA.
When you
think WTF.
About it, 2 more years isn't gonna hurt.
Right, exactly.
2 more minutes or 2 more hours.
No, I hear you. Got 2 more years.
Years, minutes. There's got to be something in between.
To the sun. 2 more years at Bubba's home.
All right, we have to take a break. Paul, you're going to go. Carmine, you're going to stick around. Do I even have to ask?
No, I'll stay here.
All right. When we come back, I don't even know who's coming up next. This is exciting. We'll be right back with more comedy back after this.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hi, everyone. Scott Aukerman here. I want to tell you about another podcast. I know you're enjoying this one, so why would you listen to a different podcast? Well, I'll tell you about it, and you be the judge. It's one I think you'll enjoy. It's called Broken Record. You can join co-hosts Justin Richmond and Leah Rose as they sit down with the musicians you love to get unparalleled creative insight. You'll hear revealing interviews with some of the most legendary figures in music like Paul Simon, Usher, Pete Townsend, Missy Elliott, and you'll hear from up-and-comers like jazz artist Leigh Vey, who joined the show to talk about her fast rise to fame during the pandemic. You can hear new episodes of this podcast I'm talking about, Broken Record, every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back, and we're here with Haney Dilf, a local reporter. And how much money do you make per year as a reporter? Oh, man, you are really...
Wow, that's a lot.
We also have Carmine DeLange is here. Is it DeLange or DeLong?
It is DeLange.
DeLange. Mm-hmm. Carmine DeLange. And yes, you...
And I actually see that you moved your pen to the other side of the table.
Oh, yeah. Was it over on the other side?
My memory, it was on the other side, and you moved it.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
That's okay. I'll just never forget.
Oh, okay. So should I move it back? Is that what you're saying? Or
no, just kind of pointing out what's going on.
Oh, okay. That's where... what's going on?
Hey, Scott!
Oh.
What the...
What?
Jarls?
Yeah, it's me, Jarls.
Classic Jarls?
Classic Jarls.
Oh my God, Jarls, how are you?
I'm good. It's good to see you, man.
Are you still trapped here in the Earwolf Studios?
Do you know me?
Y'all know me. Still the same old G.
Still the same old G.
I met this guy once before.
Carmine, hi.
Oh, Charles.
How are you?
You remember meeting me? Carmine? Of course, we had a very memorable meeting.
I do. We had a memorable. We were wearing the same outfit.
Yes.
Gray pants, gray shirt, gray hat, gray gloves, gray socks, gray shoes. And of course, gray corn cob pipe wallet.
Corn pop pipe.
Corn my pop. God.
Mine was nasty.
How long ago was this?
Corn pop pipe.
Corn pop pipe.
And you put milk in the end and go.
I don't think.
Make milk bubble.
Charles,
make milk bubble, we screamed. On Saturday Night Live.
We became you met
on Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, Lorne Michaels was walking by and saw us. And Lorne said, why don't you come here in my shoe?
Lorne Michaels was wearing a purple scarf, a purple shirt, a purple jacket, purple pants, purple shoes. Purple socks, too.
So I don't remember this episode. Who was hosting that you guys actually did the cold open? Prince was hosting
and musical guest, and we said, move over, short stuff. Yeah. Wait till you see this. And we blew milk bubbles out of a corn cob pipe.
People freaking went crazy for the stuff.
Of course I would remember that.
We got a 45-minute standing ovation after the
We got an apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur.
With the pearls.
The whole club was looking at Hurl.
Oh, did that a bow?
Hurl.
Is that a bow? Low, low, low. Low, low, low.
Hey, are you Haney Dilf?
She can still dance.
You know Haney Dilf?
Yeah, I used to watch West Virginia News on my pirate radio television.
You recognize me?
Of course I do.
Oh my God.
If you don't know, Haney, Jarls has been trapped in the Earwolf Studios for now 5 years or so.
Oh no.
Well, that reference, by the way, since you've been trapped, is no longer.
Well, we don't like that anymore.
what is your biggest fear when you're here?
When the lights go out, that there's creatures.
Is there a ghost? I knew there's ghosts.
I'm not scared of ghosts. Fuck them. I'm scared of creatures.
Do you think we're ghosts? Pinch us.
Yeah, pinch me right here. Actually, pinch me right here.
Ew, it's all wet.
Pinch me right here.
On her nipples?
Yeah, pinch me right there.
Hey, come on.
What? No, just do it.
No.
Come on.
We're not going to twist your nipples
just
for you.
Just do it if you want to know if I'm a ghost or not.
You don't have to twist, just pinch.
Yeah, pinch them. I didn't say anything about twist.
That's a good loophole, Gorm. I can't do it. I'm a Christian man.
You're very devout. We've talked about this.
Corn cob pipe.
Jarls is also... Charles is a fencing instructor.
Yeah.
How's that been going? I mean, your students must really miss you. You've been trapped here.
I fence them over FaceTime.
Do your students fall in love with you?
Every single time, and they sing to Sir with Love at me. The schoolgirl days of telling tales. I can't get up there.
Yeah, your voice.
Oh my God, you really can't.
What is the deal?
I really try.
You have a very small windpipe?
I got a very small windpipe, and it takes me a lot of effort to push the air through so I can talk.
Wow. And I see that your calves are very thin.
Yeah. I'm on the spindly side of things, sure.
But is it getting worse being trapped in here? I would guess, absolutely.
Yeah.
Are you wasting away? Is this like a 127 hours kind of situation?
All I'm eating is cereal bars.
Oh, yeah, they have a ton of those here.
Cereal bars and pirate's booty have been keeping me alive.
Well, why don't you just come out when we leave? Why don't you come with one of us?
Well, out into the light?
Yeah.
There's this thing called COVID.
What is that?
Oh, no. I don't know.
Oh, you mean COVID-18? That's no big deal.
No, COVID-19, the novel coronavirus.
They made a new one.
Yeah, you've been trapped this entire time.
Surely actually. Like them corn cob pipes.
They're made with the pearls.
Is it spread by corn cob pipes?
Well, it can be if you show one.
Probably,
yeah. It should be. If only it was only spread by them.
Oh, God,
we would have eradicated
great.
It years ago.
Yeah, you've missed some terrible stuff. So being here with just pirate's booty is not really that
but
bad.
But I imagine
of a
it's like solitary confinement where you have your own terrible things happening.
Because we were all trapped in our own houses, trapped in our houses. And
trapped in a house, boots with the pearls.
Okay.
The whole corn cob pipe was looking at her.
So yeah, we were all trapped in our houses the whole time that you've been trapped
here. It's not my fault.
We're blaming you, and we're coming to get you. And we're coming to get you. What does my voice sound like?
Don't make me the escape, Charles. Are you a creature? Please don't be a creature.
I'll never forget the time that I saw you walking down the street.
I'll never forget it either, Carm. We became fast friends.
We both tied each other's shoes.
Yeah, I remember I was trying to tie mine, but yours were right next to me, and I tied yours.
I was confused, too, and I tied mine with yours, and then we got up and walked in different directions, and it was a comedy of errors.
And then we made it like it was a three-legged race.
And we ran two different directions.
We ran so far away.
Were you carrying all your epis with you?
Or? Yeah, in a bag over my shoulder.
EpiPens?
My EpiPens. I teach the kids to fence with EpiPens. They all have severe allergies.
So you only teach kids with severe allergies?
It just happened that way. I didn't put a sign in a window.
Is the EpiPen long enough to fence with?
These kids are very small.
Are they babies?
They're in baby size, but they're not babies.
Oh, so they That's have interesting. Growth, some sort of growth.
They're mice. They're big mice.
And these mice sing songs about how much they love you.
Yeah. Those schoolgirl days. Of telling tales in.
I don't think I can hear that.
I keep thinking I'm going to be able to do it.
You really can't.
I really can't.
Yeah. Charles, just follow us out into the. I mean, you must have a family that misses you. And
I mean, I have a family. I don't know if they miss me.
Aww.
I work all day at the Fencing Academy.
Teaching these mice?
Mice to fence with EpiPens.
And do they appreciate it?
No. Yeah. Ooh, I'm starting to sound
you
like,
sound like the other guy.
That was a close one.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, you just swallowed so much air.
Oh, thank God. That'll do me for another few days. When I get it in there, I hoard it.
Is air like food to you?
It's more like air, I think.
What is food to you?
Food.
Oh, okay, pizza, hot dogs.
What about water? What is water to you?
I love to eat pizza all night.
Yeah.
Pizza all night. Pizza all day.
Pizza in the morning. Pizza in the evening. Pizza at supper time. When pizza's on a bagel, you can eat pizza anytime.
Charles, if you're not going to...
You can still eat pizza anytime if it's just pizza.
Yeah. Charles, if you're not going to follow us out, can we at least call your family or call the local people? I mean, I don't
even... Please call the local people for me.
Oh, I'm here.
I got a message for you. I'm trapped in the studio.
You should go on the news right now.
Should I? Okay, hold on. Beep, boop, beep.
Oh.
And we're bringing it back over to Haney Delf.
Oh, God, the news is
Haney or Haney? God, I can't get it right. I don't know what's up my skirt today, but I've been excited to hear from her because it's been a while, and we've got a great news story for you. So, Haney, Haney.
Hey, it's me.
Whoa, you look like shit. Oh, excuse me. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Haney, you seem to have been run over by something large. Is that correct?
No, I'm good. I got run over in college, too, so I'm okay.
Why don't you just deliver the message, then we'll get you to a hospital.
No. Okay, well, I'm here with a man named Charles.
Look at this dance I'm doing behind Haney.
Stop that!
Fuck!
Baba Booey of sorts.
Pipe cleaner right in the eye.
Damn it. Ow. God, smart.
Now, Charles has been... it's so interesting, Diane...
Is it? Isn't it, though? Do you remember when we...
these two hate each other. You can tell.
Do you remember when you came to my bridal shower and then you did a toast that was so rude?
I only remember toasting you and wishing you the best future imaginable.
That's so interesting because your eyes went on the back of your head and you said, God, Diane, you're such a bitch. I hope your husband divorces you.
Really? I don't remember saying that. I remember saying, God, Diane, you look so beautiful for a bitch.
Haney, it's Rich. Do you remember the time you caught me and your husband in the closet? We were kissing each other.
I do remember that.
Yes.
That was so funny.
I had my hand all the way down there.
I know. Yes. All the way down
in his throat.
Yeah.
I was wondering what you're looking for down there.
Well, I was looking for his heart. I was in love with him, and I thought I could actually grab his physical heart.
Well, that's deep love, isn't it, though?
Isn't it? You wouldn't know.
I actually do know. Deeply, deeply do. Because you know what? My husband, Zekery, he is one of the most loving men in the world.
And Diane, you and Zekery have been married for 51 years.
We haven't. She was at my
And I'm
show.
Right here. Hello, honey.
Here's Zekery.
I love you, honey. Give me a kiss.
This is an exclusive.
To be clear, he's been married 51 times, and I'm the 51st.
Yeah, for now, 1 year apiece.
That's why I was thinking 52 years.
Exactly. Yes.
You're my young, precious little jewel.
He's just a really nasty old guy. I don't go near him, but I don't have to because the bank account's connected to my car.
For those of you who are just watching
this, I'm canceling that right
here
now.
In the studio, the halitosis is very strong, and of course, all the creams that old people use.
Well, I think that his back teeth are rotten, and his front teeth are dentures that he doesn't clean.
Well, I'm here in Los Angeles, and I'm thrilled to report that the weather is good.
Is that Haiti?
Is that what you were supposed to come on and do?
Because
we got a big alert that we had a breaking news.
Alert!
Is that what it was?
Oh, shit,
yes,
an alert!
It's about this man. Yes, I texted that to
Did
you.
Did anybody see me
so
on the circle?
So the news was that it's beautiful weather?
And not just that, you bitch. Here comes Charles!
Oh, my God. What a rag.
Hi, everybody. In West Virginia, it's me, Charles, and I just want to say keep on going with that coal.
You should turn the thing in your neck a little bit.
Turn the thing in my neck a little bit? What do you mean?
I don't know. You seem like you might have a hole there. Anyways.
I think he has a very small windpipe, Diane. I think
you
that's
think
what's going
so?
On.
You think so? Well, you know what? Yeah. You're the doctor.
I shouldn't be here right
former,
now.
Former doctor, that is.
I was defrocked,
but you
yes.
had such a dream of being on the news, and here we are.
Yes. Being on the news was more important to me than saving lives.
You knew how to save them, but you didn't want to do it.
No, because no one wanted to listen to me talk about it, and here I get to talk as much as I like.
Well, we love to hear you talk. Why don't you tell me something that I can listen to?
You want me to tell you something good?
Sure.
Okay. Well, it's going to be dark at night.
You're not good at this.
Oh, God, Zekery.
Hi, Haney. When are you coming back?
Any day now.
Okay, would you like to be number 52?
Hell yeah.
Perfect, I have an out. Now you want to marry him? You're such a tramp.
Well, hey! Well, I have to talk to Henry Marcus first, but I'm sure he'd be fine.
Does this mean Henry Marcus will now be free to play the field, as it were?
No.
What, so you're going to marry Zekery, but then Henry Marcus can never again take a lover?
Hoe?
I'm saying I want to marry Henry Marcus.
I think she said he could have a hoe.
Oh, I'd like
to
be that
hoe.
Yeah,
he could have a hoe. That's fine.
And I would like to be able to reach down his throat and pull his heart out.
You do whatever you want.
Wow. If he can take your fist that far, well, just imagine.
Speaking of news, this is some of the greatest.
Should we end this news broadcast
you
with
don't
a little
work here.
Live from New York?
It's Saturday night.
Is this still my interview?
Oh, my. Oh.
Wow.
Wow. They, yeah. Wow.
Great work, everybody.
All on
Incredible.
FaceTime.
Wow.
That's laughing.
Carmine, what did you think about that? You were deadly quiet during that.
I was afraid because I don't like to be on TV because I remember everything too clearly.
Oh, you're afraid that someone might see you on TV.
Yes, and want to steal my powers.
Oh, okay.
Is it possible to steal them?
If I was in some sort of Superman situation.
Are you?
I'm not, but if I was maybe a Marvel movie of some sort, they could strap
You know
me
about
up
the Marvel movies.
And put my head in a sort of vice and then steal it.
Maybe that's what happened in my windpipe. It used to be normal, and then somebody took it away from me.
What did it sound like back then?
If I can remember, here's what I said. Okay, here's what it sounded like when I was 16 years old. Hey, no, I can't do it.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Hold on. Hey, everybody.
No, this isn't the same.
I
don't think you're physically able to do it.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go, girl, day.
Okay, all right. Well, Haney, it sounds like you have a great situation opening up for you.
Yeah, no, right?
Marrying a severely halitosis man.
I can't wait.
Well, that's going to be great for you. Actually,
congratulations.
Thank you.
I know everything that happens in the future, and that's going to be very good.
You do?
Wait, what?
Yes.
You know the... Why have we not been talking to you about this?
You're going
to
wear a white hat, white pants, white jeans, white shirt, white... White pants, white jeans, white pants, white jeans.
I'm going to wear white pants and white jeans, and then what happens to me?
You'll be hit by lightning.
So I get out of the studio?
Yeah, but you'll be 99.
Oh.
Well,
how old are you
what
right
am
now?
I going to wear?
97.
You're
going to
wear...
Okay, so
you're going to wear a blue shirt, blue apple bottom jeans, blue Uggs, boots with the fur. You're going to wear a blue hat. Conductor style. You're going to wear a blue necklace, dyed gold. You're going to wear a blue shirt, dyed blue. You're going to wear a blue sweatshirt.
Oh, so then they weren't blue to begin with. I had to dye them
all. It's blue, but it's dyed blue on top.
Can she buy it that way, or
no,
she has to do it herself?
The prophecy says.
I just like it. It's tradition in the Dill family. We all have to make and dye our own clothes.
In your cauldron.
Tradition.
In our...
Wow.
Tradition.
And what happens?
Beautiful singing voice. You're going to do Broadway in 5 years. years.
Really? What about
in 5 years? I think he's hit by lightning.
Please,
in two.
Please say funny girl.
Oh, he's only 97. Yeah. Only.
Only. And what happens to me, Spirit? What happens to me, Carmine?
You're going to go on a balcony and you're going to proclaim that you're the king of wherever you are.
Okay.
I won't tell you where because it gives it away.
Oh, boy.
And then everyone's going to come screaming to the balcony, throwing flowers up to you, wow, which you'll throw back down.
I'll throw them back at them.
That's okay. Like sort of a...
Like, hey, I don't really need these.
I also like you guys.
Yeah. That kind of thing. Reciprocal flower throwing.
Yes, and then you'll be put into a bulletproof car and whisked away and put into a chamber because you wanted to be the king. And you'll be put into a gold glass chamber, and it's see-through gold.
see-through gold?
See-through gold. They invented that by then?
And you are going to be kept cryogenically, and you never have to breathe, think, eat, sleep, do anything.
Oh, that's
and what am I wearing?
You're wearing a silver hat, a silver shirt, a silver pants, a silver socks, a silver shoes, a silver watch, silver glasses, and a silver knife.
Wow, you're so lucky you have a silver shoes.
Yeah, and see-through gold compartment.
Carmine, are these visions of what will be or what may be?
They're 100% accurate, and I'll never forget.
Wow, okay, this is happening to all of us. So this is in 5 years, you're 102, and what happens to you?
I have been struck by lightning, and then I'm also going to be on Broadway.
Broadway, funny girl. Taking over from Lea Michele?
Oh, no. What happened
Princess
to Beanie?
Lea Michele. She's not doing it anymore.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You've been trapped in here.
Well, how did you know she was doing? Call me illiterate.
All right, guys. Well, look, we're running out of time. Unfortunately, I'm so sorry.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
No.
We only have time for one final feature, and that's a little something called plugs. That was Plug You Some Cash by Beardsley. Thank you so much, Beardsley or Beardsley? Guys, what are we plugging? Let's start with you, Haney Dilf. What do you want to plug here?
Oh, I would.
Oh, boy. Okay. Nothing, sounds like. All right. Let's move over to Carmine. What would you like nothing as well. All right. Well, Jarls.
Beep, beep. Beep, beep, beep,
oh, God.
Beep, beep, beep.
Just making her back and truck vacuum sound. All right, well, I'm going to plug. Look, the Comedy Bang Bang tour starts 1 week from today. 1 week from today, all of August. We're out there in your hometown, hopefully, if you live and were born in one of these towns. It is me and Paul F. Tompkins, except for Seattle, every single city, and special guests in every city. And these lineups are really, really good. I announced the openers for August 14th's LA show. That is the Andre Pinour's Entrepreneur Tour featuring Appetizer Pinour and Parents Foster. The Hey Randy show with Randy Snuts. And then also Bonanas for Bonanza. All of these tickets are on sale at cbbworld.com/tour. And special announcement we're breaking today. You can follow if you are do not live near
What's
any of these cities
on?
And you want to hear these shows, you're not going to be able to see the shows. And believe me, you're going to want to see this. But if you somehow cannot go to any of these shows.
I can't.
I know you're trapped in the studio.
Yeah.
If you sign up for CBB World in the Maximus tier, you can hear all of these shows. You can follow us along. We're going to be dropping these shows as they happen within 48 hours of us recording them. Brett is going to be going on tour with us and recording them all and then dropping them. So all you have to do, head over to cbbworld.com, sign up for the Maximus tier, and all Maximus subscribers will get to hear all of these every day when we post them. That, and you know, it's only $7 for a month, so fuck. I mean, come on, man.
It's practically free.
It's less than a dollar a day, I think.
Here are things that cost $7 that I remember.
Okay, what do we got?
pants, shoes.
Wi-Fi when they first started putting it on planes. 7 Snickers bars the year that they were all a dollar. My allowance when I was a child for a certain period of time. Fiend.
Wow, that was really, I liked how it didn't adhere to any sort of rhythm.
I got another one, $7.
Oh, okay.
Give me the rhythm.
Twindy clap.
Red shirt, red pants, red shoes.
All right, stop it, Carmine. Anyway, head over to cbbworld.com. We also have, of course, all the archives of this show and ad-free episodes. We have Threedom, which some of my previous guests wanted to promote. We have the archives and ad-free episodes over there at CBB World, and we have Bananas for Bonanza. We have CBB Presents. We have Scott Hasn't Seen, so much stuff over there.
What are you going to do, Best of Jarls?
Best of Jarls?
Yeah,
this is the longest I've ever talked to you.
I've been on the show a lot.
Well, not by on purpose.
I think you should release a special episode, the Best of Jarls.
This is an SNL where we're putting out videotapes. Why not? Chris Farley.
I'm not asking you to do that.
All right, look, let's close up the old plug bag. That was Open Your Pants, Not the Plug Bag by Johnny 2K. Johnny 2K, thank you so much. And guys, thinking. Oh no, it's too hard this late. We haven't found that perfect sweet spot. Some shows are too early, some are too late.
Why don't you do one in the middle of the night? In the middle of the night.
I woken in my sleep.
Through the valley of the dead.
Through the valley of the dead.
There's a big
OB.
Give it a something.
Big old bean.
Give it a simp. Give it my soul.
Give me that big old bean.
All right, well, we're obviously starting a singing group, so this is the final episode of this show.
Oh, good. So I can be in Threedom.
No!
Wait a minute. Let me take off these pieces of coal.
Ouch.
This carrot.
Hey, that's my nose.
All of these jelly beans.
Wait a minute.
Oh, my God. It's Mary Holland.
Why'd you put your thumb in her butthole?
I had to take it out.
Ow, Scott. That really
Oh,
hurts.
My God. Mary?
Sorry. Don't Mary. Weinstein me.
It's me. And guess what?
Well, it's not them.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I ran back in when I heard
you. I also ran back in.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah, I did.
You're not on three.
I'm in three. This is Comedy Bang Bang. Freedom Plus Mary Holland.
Freedom.
Oh, my freaking God.
OMF God.
All right, Mary, you can be on Threedom.
Holy shit, what?
I'll quit.
We have to vote.
And the listeners go crazy.
It was worth it getting hit by that car a bunch.
Oh, wait, actually
that part
did
was
get
real.
Hit? The...
Yes.
Oh, no.
So, the, yes. Oh, wait, all those wounds and the tire track is all...
Yes.
Oh, God.
Hit my butt.
No.
Your thumb is still in my butt.
Oh,
no.
Okay,
ouch.
There we go. Oh, it's bloody.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You're telling me.
I think
me.
We have to go.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you next time. Thanks.
Bye.
Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh, no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh, gosh. The nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with electric e-bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye.